Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Jake NY at Twitter. Jake Novak, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm noticing gas prices going up again, so that's the one crimp in my morning. But other than that, I'm okay.
Well, it sounds like you're driving, so you're wasting gas right now.
I am. But I'm taking it easy on the accelerator. I'm gliding.
Oh, okay. This is not going to get any better. You know, my favorite economists say we probably won't go into a recession. We'll just keep this slow growth for a couple of years. That's not good, is it?
No, and, you know, unlike other things that we've seen, and I'd say maybe since, like, the last 20 years, this is really an interest. I've never seen an economy, and more specifically, a job market like this, Mark. We are now in a situation where there's still very high demand for blue-collar service workers and military, but tech and white-collar, that demand is really waning. And I've never seen a job market like that. Usually, the blue-collar people take the worst of it, then it spreads to white-collar, or it starts in white-collar and very quickly gets to blue-collar. But this is very, very interesting. So what that means is that unless you are someone who has a real skill with your hands, and not even tech anymore, then you might be up for some, you know, a little bit of a rough time because prices are still going to go up. And you may not be able to get a big raise at work, even if you're, you know, even if you do have job security, because there's not going to be a lot of people in your white collar job that, there's not going to be a lot of labor shortages there.
Yeah. Hey, I never thought we'd see this. Google lays off 12,000, Microsoft lays off 10,000, Twitter gets rid of 6,000, but everything seems to be working fine. So what the hell were all those people doing anyway?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. One of the things that you and I talked about a lot is that it was great that we were having all these tech companies that were springing out, and, you know, starting in the 2000s, and how great that was. But one thing we both noticed is that even the biggest tech companies didn't employ a lot of people. Like, you know, GM might be worth 10% of what Google is in the stock market, but they employed a lot more people and they had a lot more real estate. And so I think the tech companies heard that and politically decided to beef up their job roles at least a little bit here and there, so that they could have a little bit more clout in Washington. It's one thing to have a lot of money, but when you can go to a politician and say, not only am I going to donate a lot of money to your campaign, but I got a lot of people who are your voters who work for me, then you really have power. And I think that they did overhire. I really do. I think that they overhired, let's say, from the end of the Great Recession all the way through the pandemic. I think they overhired, knowing that they could, A, afford it, but, B, it would give them some more political clout. And now they realize that, first of all, they're looking at some losses financially, but they don't need those people anymore. Perhaps they feel that the political clout is going to go away one way or the other, or it's not going to go away and they don't need those people anymore. One way or the other, those extra hires they made don't matter to them anymore.
Hey, a lot of people think that's why Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post. It'll give me real political clout. But now a lot of people are saying he wants to unload it because it also brings him a lot of flack from both sides when they print something. So he doesn't need these headaches or this controversy. You think other zillionaires will start to realize that?
Well, I think Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post for two reasons. And he was successful in both of those goals, and it's over now. The first reason why he bought the Washington Post is that he was definitely afraid, for good reason, that Washington was going to break up Amazon. And because it's a total monopoly, as we've talked about many times.
Yeah.
And so not only did he put the second headquarters in D.C., where you can hire all the wives, spouses, and children of the people in Congress and in the government, but he also bought the Washington Post, giving them a whole new platform. And I know that the Washington Post was still a very left-leaning paper before he owned it and all that kind of stuff, but compared to the New York Times, compared to the L.A. Times, the Washington Post I found to be much more readable. Because it had to be. There were a lot of Republicans in Washington. They had to have at least some content for them. Now you open up the Washington Post, and it's just one thing after the other. It's more left than any of the other major papers now. So he did that. And the second reason why he bought the Washington Post is because he was having this personal scandal with his affair and those embarrassing nude pictures of his that got out on his phone. he claimed his phone was hacked. There's never been any evidence of that. It was probably, I think it was the mistress who leaked the pictures to make sure that the relationship would stick around and it wouldn't go back to his wife. That's all my own personal opinion. But I commit above my personal opinion, not my personal opinion, is the scientific fact that his phone was not hacked. And he wanted to have that newspaper there to kind of fight against those people who might want to make it into a big story, and the people who he was blaming for it. And you know what? He succeeded in both of those things. So that's done. And that only cost him $750 million, Mark. That's chump change to Jeff Bezos. So why not sell it now? And he might even make a profit, even if he doesn't. That was $750 million of money well spent for Jeff Bezos. And now we can go buy a football team. Why not?
Yeah. Jake Novak, you're very good at seeing the big picture, the future, all this talk about gambling and putting casinos around New York. Is that a good idea, or is that going to just cause a lot of trouble?
Well, it just doesn't make the money that people think it is. Listen, when we grew up in Las Vegas and Atlantic City were the only places where you could legally bet, the idea of putting a casino in a major population center like New York was a definite moneymaker. I remember on the Rockaways, they were trying to put casinos there in the 70s. And that, you know, whether you like that idea for the cultural aspect or not, you can't deny that that would have made money. Now I'm not so sure. I don't even need to go to a casino to legally gamble. I can do it on my phone.
Yeah.
I think this is another example of really trying to get money that is already out there. It will just cannibalize other things. So if New York State is getting a lot of money from some of the upstate casinos or like those casinos further out on Long Island, this is just going to take money away from them. It's basically an economic. I'm not making any cultural or moral comments here, Mark. I'm just talking about economics. I don't think there's enough money out there to really, really generate something. And of course, as I've also said to you a number of times, it makes me sick that the same governors and the same politicians who are all too happy to bring us legal pot and legal gambling and all that other stuff, which do come with some moral problems, they won't let us touch natural gas. They won't increase fracking. They won't do things that will really create good jobs and won't create addicts and won't create people who get addicted to gambling.
Hey, I was saying this earlier, the gas industry, oil industry, fracking, all those guys, and they're very wealthy, powerful guys, they just sit there and take all this criticism all day and they act like villains. Why don't they just get together and start fighting back and just launch a campaign against those electric cars and the environmental hazards of the EV and all the damage it can do? Why don't they fight back and do something?
You know, we could probably, you and I would make $1 billion tomorrow if we could create a small PR firm that knows how to do this properly. I think the problem is most of these PR firms are staffed by younger people who hate gas and oil and don't even understand that argument that you just made. Now, there was an oil company, a big oil company, about 15 years ago that decided to try to present itself as the environmentally friendly oil company. That was BP. Remember, they were the green company, and they were getting some traction with that. And then they had that huge oil spill offshore the Gulf of Mexico, and their CEO complained about how he wasn't getting enough sleep, and that just ruined the entire campaign. But even that campaign was flawed, because what they should be saying is, look, gasoline and natural gas are much cleaner than they used to be. We understand that it's not good enough for those who don't, who want to cut on emissions. But the more we go to natural gas, we will achieve that. And then we can move off of, harder diesel and things like that. And we're going to make progress. They need to make the argument that if you're looking for a zero emissions world, that's really not where we are right now. But why don't we get to a position where we're 50% fewer emissions? If you think that's really important to you. If that's not important to you, then you probably don't hate us. But
yeah.
If you do hate us, don't you want a 50% reduction? And that's what they should be saying. They don't do it. And I think one of the reasons why is that the people who are in charge of spin-meistering in the world don't really understand their business. And like I said, we can make a lot of money if we presented that argument to the oil companies tomorrow and said, hey, let us do your PR.
Yeah, but I'm talking about really go after the electric vehicles as real environmental hazards and point out all the dangers of disposing of the batteries, how much strip mining you need to get the minerals, how electric cars are not the wonderful things they appear to be. They've got a lot of problems.
No, they need, this sounds really simplistic, but I've grown up with this three times now. I've seen this three times in my lifetime. They need like a good movie to convince people that electric cars are bad. Because when I grew up, I remember you had that movie, The China Syndrome, which was failing at the box office. It had been out for 3 weeks with Jane Fonda. It was doing terribly at the box office. And then Three Mile Island happened, which the greatest thing that ever happened in that movie. And then an entire... Now, if it had just been Three Mile Island, if it had just been in the news, the people wouldn't have understood it, and they wouldn't have hated on nuclear energy and cost America in the long run. But because that movie was out to oversimplify the problem and falsely sort of summarize the problem at the same time, it set us back for the, you know, for the next 45 years. And then I think the same thing with some of these environmental movies that have come out. That movie that Matt Damon did about natural gas, it was filled with lies and filled with, you know, just inaccuracies. So what we need is a movie about a guy who buys a car, an electric car, and then the electric battery is buried somewhere near his relatives and kills his whole family. That's the only way we're going to get this done.
Yeah, very good stuff. Very good point. Jake Novak, thanks for being with us. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. It's JakeJakeNY at Twitter. JakeJakeNY at Twitter. Great stuff. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right. Take care. Check out the webpage. If you didn't see yesterday's videos, they've gone really viral. Great stuff. Watch Andrew Dice Clay. He's live on CNN. I don't know why the anchors give him such a hard time, but he just explodes, starts cursing at the guy, and tells him off. It's great stuff. If you go to work every day and you say, those zillionaires in Palm Beach and just doing nothing all day, if you think that's a great way to live, watch this. It's Richard Nixon's, a little speech by Richard Nixon about why they're the most miserable people on earth and why you should be happy to go to work every day. Just take a look at it. It'll really make you feel better. Hey, also, classified documents. Now, how do they become classified documents? What's the actual process? How's it done? Take a look at the little mini documentary that explains it. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
WOR's Jesse Kelly.
The FBI is run by activist Democrats. The CIA run by activist Democrats. The media is run by activist Democrats. Joe Biden's become a liability, so clearly they're going to use the classified documents and charges against his son to get rid of him. But have you noticed how gently they're doing it? This is a controlled demolition of the Joe Biden presidency.
A fresh conservative perspective for the ride home. The Jesse Kelly Show. Weeknight 6 till 9 on 710 WOR.
Hey, it's the big weekend. You got two huge conference championship games, big NFL weekend, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs. You should be using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. This is the one you use, DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're counting down to Super Bowl 57. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. And if you're not a new customer, you can still get the championship thrills with stepped-up same-game parlays. Take your shot at an even bigger NFL payout. Boost your winnings with each leg. You add up to 100%. Now, you got two big games this weekend, so make sure you've got the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And when you sign up, use the code 710WOR. You'll get, if you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code 710WOR. You got to be 21 and over, physically present in New York. Bonus issued is free bets, football terms. And if you have a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
$1,000. Get inflation compensation with the keyword at 5 after the hour on WOR.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number 2, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.